بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, we come to the eighth lecture in the fiqh of the janaiz, the funerals, and in this chapter we're going to discuss the signs of a good or an evil end. And this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He places for His slaves, sometimes when they come towards their death, certain indicators. And these indicators, that they act as glad tidings that gives us hope for the person who has passed away. Either this person in his passing away because of a particular sign or an indicator which Allah has given, or in the manner that he has passed away, that we hope that Allah's mercy will come and there's some goodness in this. And another person, because of the way he has died, or this, a particular sign or an indicator that happened during his death, then we fear a painful punishment. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a good ending. Allahumma inni as'aluka khair al-khawatim. Oh Allah, I ask you for the best of endings. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-a'malu bi khawatimiha." That actions are according to their endings. So if an action ends in goodness, then the action is good in itself. And if the action ends in evil, then the action in itself is evil. And if the action, it results in goodness and it bears fruits of goodness and it's done in a halal way, then the action is goodness. However, if an action, even though it might have been good, but it comes with a bad ending or an evil ending or an evil fruit or a lack of benefit, then this action causes more corruption than goodness. So as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has placed certain indicators or signs that either give us hope of the good ending of a person or they are as a warning of an evil ending of a person. That's the first thing in this chapter. The second thing or principle in this chapter is that when it comes to the death of a Muslim, it's not permitted for us to be certain of whether this Muslim has entered Jannah or has entered into hellfire. So we don't say about any particular Muslim that this person has indeed entered Jannah. And neither do we say that this particular person has entered into Jahannam, into the hellfire. Because this knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah knows whether the actions of a particular Muslim have been accepted and therefore he has entered Jannah, or the sins that he used to do in private, away from the eyes of the people, and therefore he has entered Jahannam. The exception to this are two types of people. Either a group of people, I not specifically, but a group of people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His Messenger have mentioned that they will enter into Jannah. So for example, we know that the Anbiya, the Prophets, and the Salihin, the righteous people, and the Shuhada, and the Martyrs, and the Sadiqeen, the truthful people, they will enter into Jannah. And they will be amongst the Hasan al-Rafiq, amongst the good company. So therefore, in a general sense, we are certain and we say that these groups of people, they are in Jannah, in certainty. The other exception to this rule is any person specifically whom Allah and His Messenger mention that they have entered into Jannah. So for example, the 10 companions who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings of Al-Jannah, we can specifically say that they are in Al-Jannah. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, and the rest of the 10 companions. And also some of the other companions, such as Ukasha radiallahu anhu. When he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ask for Allah that he enters me into Jannah." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the glad tidings that he had been entered into Al-Jannah. And any other companion whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned specifically that they have entered into Al-Jannah. So the general rule with regards to claiming whether a Muslim has entered into Jannah and Jahannam is that this is not permitted for us to do. Neither is it permitted for us to say that such a person is a martyr. He is a shaheed. Because this act of being a shaheed is according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is for Allah. But what we say is, we hope and we pray that he's accepted as a shaheed with Allah. Or we say that Fulan is a shaheed, inshaAllah, by the will of Allah. And therefore, the title that people often give, they say, you know, Sheikh Fulan al-Shaheed, or Allama Fulan al-Shaheed. This isn't permitted. Rather, Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, in his Sahih, he mentioned a chapter, he said, La yuqalu Fulanun Shaheed. It should not be said that somebody is a Shaheed. Rather, it should be said, he's a Shaheed, inshaAllah, if Allah wills. So this is the second principle in this chapter. And the third principle in this chapter with regards to the signs or indicators of a good ending is that these indicators of a good ending, they are dependent upon the aqeed of the person who has passed away. So if, for example, a person dies upon a shirk, and yet we see one of these endings which on the face of it is good, then we don't say that this is a good ending for this person, because he died upon a shirk. So these good endings and these indicators that we're going to mention, and these signs that we're going to mention, they are dependent upon the aqidah of a person. If he dies upon tawheed and lived his life upon tawheed, then we hope that this indicator is of a good ending. And if he died upon disobedience, then whatever the indicator may be, or if he died upon a shirk and a kufr, disbelief and jahiliyyah, then whatever the good ending may be, or whatever the indicator may be, then this is not a good ending. To summarize, then the author, he mentions 21 indicators or 21 signs of somebody having a good ending in his life. And I'll read them to you first together. So the first one is that a person declaring the shahada at the time of death. A person saying, La ilaha illallah, or Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, just before he passes away. And that this is a sign or an indicator of a person's good ending. Second one is dying with sweat on one's forehead, dying on the night or the day of Jum'ah, Friday, dying as a martyr on the battlefield, dying while away from home for fighting the way of Allah, dying from the plague, dying from any abdominal illness, dying from drowning, dying from a building collapsing upon a person, a woman's death because of pregnancy or delivery, dying from burning, i.e. in a fire, dying from pleurisy, which is a particular disease, dying from tuberculosis, dying while defending one's property or defending one's family or defending one's religion, dying during defending oneself, i.e. in self-defense, dying while standing as guard in the way of Allah, dying whilst doing any good righteous deed, being killed by an oppressive ruler, and then being praised after death by the righteous Muslims. So if a person, having lived his life upon al-Islam, upon al-Tawheed, and towards the end of his life, he dies with one of these indicators, or in one of these states, then we hope that this is an indicator, a sign of the good ending of this person. And all of these things I've mentioned, these 21 indicators or signs or situations that a person might die in, then for each one of these is an evidence from the Qur'an or the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we come to the first sign or the first indicator. And that is a person declaring the shahada at the time of death. We've already mentioned previously in the previous lessons that one of the recommended actions of the relatives when one of their relatives is about to die or in the final illness is at-talqeen. And the meaning of at-talqeen is to prompt the person who is ill to say La ilaha illallah, or to say the shahada. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Laqinu mawtakum La ilaha illallah. Prompt those relatives of yours who are just about to die or in the final illness of death to say La ilaha illallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in the hadith of Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu, Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhal al-jannah. He whose last words are la ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah. And this hadith contains a benefit in terms of the virtue of at-tawheed, that it is at-tawheed which saves a person from Jahannam, from the hellfire, and it is at-tawheed, or the one of the virtues of at-tawheed is that a person is saved from there and he enters into al-Jannah. So the meaning here of saying La ilaha illallah is pronouncing these words whilst dying upon a tawheed. So if a person, for example, lived upon a shirk and he merely said La ilaha illallah without having belief in La ilaha illallah or without fulfilling the conditions of La ilaha illallah, then this isn't enough. So the point behind this hadith isn't the mere saying of La ilaha illallah, but rather saying it and fulfilling its conditions. And in one of the statements of the companions, it was said to them, La ilaha illallah miftahul jannah. La ilaha illallah, this statement is the key to paradise. And the Sahabi replied, every key does it not have incisions or teeth? So just as any key has these incisions or teeth, and similarly La ilaha illallah, it has certain conditions. From amongst the conditions of La ilaha illallah is al-ilm, is knowledge of the meaning of La ilaha illallah, is al-yaqeen, being certain regarding the meaning of La ilaha illallah, and al-mahabba, loving everything which La ilaha illallah necessitates, i.e. loving tawheed and the people of at-tawheed, and al-kufr, disbelief, meaning disbelieving in the false deities, wajtanibu al-tawhud, avoid the false deities, and the various other conditions of La ilaha illallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن نَفْسٍ تَمُوتُ وَهِيَ تَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهِ لَلَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. There is no soul that dies whilst testifying that there is no true deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that I am the Messenger of Allah. يَرْجِعُ ذَلِكَ إِلَىٰ قَلْبٍ مُؤْمُقٍ. And this comes from a heart which is certain in its belief. إِلَّا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهَا. Except that Allah forgives him. So this saying, La ilaha illallah, if we're going to consider it as being a good ending or an indicator of a good ending, it's not the mere saying of La ilaha illallah. It's living the life upon at-tawheed and then saying La ilaha illallah, fulfilling the conditions of La ilaha illallah. The second indicator of a person's good ending is dying whilst there is sweat on the forehead. And one of the companions called Burayda ibn al-Khasib, it's mentioned that he visited a sick man in Khurasan, and he found him on the verge of death, and he noticed on his forehead that it was covered with sweat. And this companion Burayda, he said, Allahu Akbar, inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Indeed, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Mawtul mu'min bi'irq al-jabeen. A believer dies with sweat on his forehead. So he considered this to be as a glad tiding for this person who was dying. And this hadith is in Ahmad Nasa'i, and it was verified authentic by Al-Albani and others. And the fact that this sahabi, this companion, he gave this glad tiding to this man, in it is a benefit of giving these glad tidings and giving hope to the Muslims. And previously I've mentioned how one of the objectives of the Sharia is to enter happiness into the hearts of the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا. Make things easy and do not make things difficult. وَبَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. And give glad tidings, make people happy, and don't make them turn away from you. The third indicator of a person's good ending is dying on the night of the Friday, meaning Thursday night in our week, or on the day of Friday. And regarding this, Al-Albani rahimahullah, he brings a hadith, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. That any Muslim who dies on the day of Al-Jum'ah, or Laylatul Jum'ah, or the night of Al-Jum'ah, and the meaning of the night of Jum'ah is the night before the day of Jum'ah, meaning Thursday night. Illa waqahu Allahu fitnat al-qabr. Except that he will be protected by Allah from the tribulation of the grave. Now, this indicator and this hadith is differed over. So even though Shaykh Al-Albani, it says that it has been recorded by Ahmad and Tirmidhi, and it was verified to be authentic by Al-Albani, then many of the other scholars, including the scholars of Lajna Al-Da'imah, the major committee of scholars in Saudi Arabia, they consider this hadith to be da'if, to be weak. So regarding this indicator, there is some difference of opinion. And the scholars in Saudi Arabia, Lajna al-Da'ima, when they were asked regarding this hadith, they said that as long as a Muslim lives his life upon al-istiqamah, upon righteousness and practicing the religion of Allah, then whether he dies on a Friday or any other day, then this is the same. So there is some difference with regards to this indicator, dying on Friday. So the hadith is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, and the hadith, the authenticity of the hadith has been differed over, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةُ الْجُمْعَةِ. Any Muslim who dies on the day of Friday or the night of Friday is protected by Allah from the tribulation of the grave. Is protected by Allah from the tribulation of the grave. And it's possible that there is that the opinion of the scholars who have weakened this hadith, that there's some validity to their weakening of this hadith. And that is because if you look at all of these indicators I've mentioned, the first one being the saying of the Shahada, meaning dying upon Tawheed. And then the various others, other indicators, such as martyrdom on the field, i.e. it's a good day, it's a good deed. Being away from home whilst fighting the way of Allah, it's a good deed. Defending one's property, family or wealth, good deeds. Doing a righteous deed is a good deed. And then the other ones, dying from a plague or an illness or drowning or a building collapse and so on and so forth. We find that either these indicators are good deeds that the person was doing, or they died in a particular situation or a particular state. Either they went through some difficulty while they were dying in terms of the plague and illnesses and drowning and so on and so forth. And maybe these things were an expiation for his sins, and therefore this is a good ending. Dying on Friday is just a day that the person is dying upon. Neither is it a good deed, neither is it due to his own actions, and neither is it some calamity, some affliction that that person is dying upon. So maybe for this reason, there is an angle for weakening this hadith. Wallahu a'lam. The fourth indicator of a person's good ending, inshallah, is martyrdom on the battlefield. And of course, al-shahada, martyrdom, dying whilst fighting al-jihad fi sabilillah, then the virtues or the fadail of al-jihad are many. And they've been mentioned in many books of hadith and many books of the ulama, and also many ayat in the Quran. Allah Jalla fil Ula said in Surah Ali Imran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Do not think of those who are killed in the way of Allah, are fighting in the way of Allah, as being dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather, they are alive with their Lord and are being sustained by Him. And the ayah carries on mentioning the virtue of a person dying whilst fighting al-jihad. The first point to note here is when we find in the Quran an ayah which says fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, then some people, they think that the meaning of fi sabilillah is anything which is Islamic, i.e. whether it's da'wah or whether it's jihad or any other action that this means fi sabilillah. On this, some of the fuqaha built a ruling. We know that az-zakah can only be given to 8 groups of people. Amongst the one of the groups of the people are fi sabilillah. They can be given in the way of Allah. Some of the fuqaha mention the meaning fi sabilillah here is they can give the zakah in any way which is in the way of Islam, whether it's a conference, the building of a masjid, and or in jihad, or any other way you can give wealth. However, the correct opinion is that the meaning of fi sabilillah, when it comes in the Quran mutlaqan, meaning absolute, and it hasn't been restricted by anything, then the meaning of fi sabilillah is al-jihad fi sabilillah, regarding dying on the battlefield in the way of Allah. And therefore also when it comes to giving a zakah, then zakah is not permitted to be given in any one of these avenues except these 8 avenues. So it's not permissible to give it, for example, for doing admin work in the masjid, or for doing da'wah work, or for posters, for example. Rather, fi sabilillah, because it came mutlaqan, in an absolute, unrestricted sense, in the Quran and the Sunnah, it means fi sabilillah, i.e. al-jihad fi sabilillah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or rather it should be the intention of every single Muslim to die as a shaheed fi sabilillah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man lam yaghzu, whoever does not fight in the way of Allah, wa lam yuhaddith nafsahu bil ghazu, and neither does he make a firm intention, just the intention in his heart to die in this way, mata maitatil jahiliyyah, has died the death of ignorance." So either we have people who are fighting in the way of Allah, or at the least we intend that we should fight in the way of Allah and we should die furthering the cause of Al-Islam, hoping to establish the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever does not even have this intention, then this person, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mata maitatil jahiliyyah. And again, the virtues and the rewards of the shuhada are many, and these can be mentioned at another time. There's a point here to narrate that the author here, he mentions a hadith, and he says it is to be noted that any Muslim who sincerely wishes for martyrdom will be granted it even if he does not die on the battlefield. And for this he mentions an evidence, the hadith of Abu Hurairah and Umar radiallahu anhu, which has been recorded by Sahih Muslim, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man sa'ala Allah ash-shahadata, whoever asks Allah for a shahada, for martyrdom, bisidqin, in truthfulness and honesty, ballaghahu Allahu manazil ash-shuhada, then Allah will grant him the levels of the shuhada, wa in mata ala firashi, even if he dies upon his deathbed." Even if he dies upon his deathbed. And it's known that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, and he was Saifullah al-Maslul, he was the unsheathed sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he died upon his deathbed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him as from amongst the shuhada. The next indicator of a person's good ending is a person dying in a plague. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, "At-ta'un shahadatun li kulli muslim." Dying from the plague is a shahada, is a sort of martyrdom for every Muslim due to the struggle and the pain that the person dies in. And as you know, from the rulings of Islam, is that when the plague comes to a particular town or a particular area, then it's not permitted for anybody from within that area or that town to leave, and neither is it permitted for anybody from outside that town to go in. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said regarding the plague, "Innahu kana adhaban yab'athahu Allahu ala man yasha," that previously the plague used to be considered as a punishment that Allah used to send and afflict with whomsoever He willed. "Faja'alahu Allahu rahmatan lil mu'minin," and then He made it as a form of mercy upon the believers. "Falaysa min abdin yaqa'u at-ta'un," so there is no believer upon whom the plague comes. "Fayamkuthu fi baladihi," and therefore he remains in that town where the plague has come. "Sabiran," and he's patient. "Ya'lamu annahu lan yusibahu illa ma kataballahu la," knowing that nothing will happen to him except that which Allah has decreed. "Illa kana lahu mithlu ajri shaheed," except that his reward will be similar to that of a shaheed, to that of a martyr. So the ruling of a plague is that if a plague comes to a particular town, if you are in that town, then you remain in that town. And if you are from outside of the town, you do not enter into the town. And the person who dies in a plague, then he is to be considered as dying a death of a shaheed, a martyr, and he is given the reward of the shuhada. And I think it was one of the famous companions, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, I think, who died in a plague, and he refused to leave the city. The next indicator of a person's good ending is an abdominal illness, i.e. is an illness which comes in his abdominal area or his stomach, whether that's cancer or any other type of illness in the stomach area or the abdominal area, then this is considered as a good ending. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith in Ahmad an-Nasa'i, "Man yaqtulhu batnuhu," whoever is killed by a disease in his stomach or his abdomen, "falan yu'adhaba fi qabri," then he will not be punished in his grave. So this is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever dies due to a disease or an illness in his abdomen, then this person will not be punished in his grave. And again, this could possibly be due to, or the wisdom behind this might be due to the calamity or the pain or the affliction that a person goes through in this state, dying in this state. And therefore this pain and this affliction and this calamity that this person has gone through, this acts as a kafara, an expiation of his sins. And in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his vast mercy, then he has made many ways or avenues for a person's sins in the hereafter to be forgiven. And one of these avenues is that maybe a person is afflicted by a calamity in this world. And this affliction and this calamity, however great or however small it may be, it acts as a purification or an expiation of his sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there is no believer who is even pricked by a thorn, just the pricking of a thorn, except that some sin is forgiven. And also doing righteous deeds, this wipes away a person's sins and the punishment of a person's sins. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised his companion, he said, وَأَتْبِعُ السَّيِّئَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ تَمْحُهَا. Follow up any bad deed by doing a good deed. And this good deed, تَمْحُهَا, it will wipe away the sin of the bad deed. And also, for example, when you walk to the masjid, for every single step, a good deed is written and also a bad deed is wiped away. So these things I'm mentioning, that maybe it comes under a person's sins being expiated and purified due to struggles or calamities or pains in this world. The next indicator of a person's good ending is a disease called pleurisy. And this disease, Allahu A'lam, is the disease which affects a person's lung and it restricts his breathing. And Uqba ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who dies from pleurisy is a shaheed. He dies as a martyr, or he has the reward of a shaheed. The next indicator that the author mentions of a person's good ending is a person dying in defending his property. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim and the other books on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu an, man urida maluhu bighayri haqqin. If one's property is endangered without a right, فَقَاتَلَ, and so he fights, فَقُتِل, and he dies defending it, فَهُوَ شَهِيد, then he dies as a shaheed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked by a man, O Allah's Messenger, what should I do if a man comes to snatch my money? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, فَلَا تُعْتِهِ مَالَك, do not give him your wealth. The man asked, what if he fights me? The Prophet replied, قَاتِلْهُ, then fight him back. The man asked, what if he kills me? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, فَأَنْتَ شَهِيد, and then you will be a martyr. And then the man said, and what if I kill him? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, هُوَ فِي النَّارِ, he will be in the fire. So a person dying whilst defending his property and his wealth which he has earned, and it is halal, then this can be considered as an indicator for a person's good ending. Also, a person guarding in the way of Allah. And the meaning of guarding is a person who is out fighting jihad and he has been positioned to stand guard in a particular area. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the hadith of Salman radiallahu anhu. He said, رِبَاطُ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّن سِيَامِ شَهْرٍ وَقِيَامِهِ. Standing guard on the battleground for one day and night is better than fasting the days and praying the nights of an entire month. وَإِن مَاتَ جَرَى عَلَيْهِ عَمَلُهُ الَّذِي كَانَ يَعْمَلُهُ. And if he, either God, if he dies, his good deeds that he used to do will continue accumulating for him until the day of judgment. He is provided with provision from Jannah, and he's saved from the interrogator, i.e. the angels in the grave. So a person dying while standing guard in the way of Allah, then this person is considered a shaheed, and this is bi-idhnillah, an indicator of a person's good ending. Also, a person dying whilst doing a good deed, any good deed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim and others. يُبْعَثُ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Every slave, every believing Muslim slave, will be resurrected upon the same thing upon which he died. And for this reason, a person who dies upon La ilaha illallah is resurrected upon La ilaha illallah. And a person, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a person who dies resembling a group of people, he's raised with them. And therefore, one of the greatest acts of worship that benefits you in the hereafter is loving Allah and His Messenger, and loving the righteous people from amongst the ulama, the scholars, and from amongst the shuhada, the martyrs, and the siddiqeen, the salihin, and the anbiya wal mursaleen. So dying loving Allah and His Messenger and the righteous people, then it's hoped that this, on the day of resurrection, that you will be resurrected with those people. And when the man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Mata sa'a, when is the final hour? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he diverted him to something which was more beneficial for him. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't used to know when the coming of the hour will be. He knew certain signs, but he didn't know when the coming of the hour will be. And that which is of benefit to the people isn't the date in which the hour will come, but rather what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, wa mastadadta laha, and what have you prepared for the hour? So the knowledge of when the hour will come is not as important as your preparation for the hour in terms of good deeds and seeking forgiveness from your evil deeds. And the man said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, مَسْتَعْدَدْتُ لَهَا مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ, that I haven't prepared for the coming of the hour with lots of actions in terms of voluntary fasting and praying and dhikr and so on and so forth. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولًا, but I love Allah and I love His Messenger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ تُحِبْ, you'll be with those who you love. So dying whilst doing any good deed, then this is an indicator of a person's good ending. Of course, a dying whilst doing a good deed, this is with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us know how we are going to die. But if you practice those good deeds during your lifetime, then it's hope that Allah will give you the tawfiq that you die upon these very good deeds. And if a person throughout his lifetime he's upon sin and listening to music and being with women, committing zina and drinking alcohol, then maybe as a punishment then this person will die upon this evil deed. Nas'Allah salama wal afiyah. So this is tawfiq from Allah Jalla fil Ula. And one of the statements that amazed me that Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimullah said, he said, Al-hayatu fi sabillah as'abu min al-maut fi sabillah. Living or life in the way of Allah is more difficult than dying in the way of Allah. A person go and die in the way of Allah in one instance, but to live your life in the way of Allah, fulfilling your obligations upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this is the real difficulty. From amongst the indicators of a person's good ending is dying due to an oppressive ruler or execution of an oppressive ruler. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned a hadith which has been collected by Al-Hakim and verified to be authentic by Al-Albani. He said, Sayyid al-Shuhada indallah, the chief of the martyrs with Allah is Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. The chief of the martyrs with Allah is Hamza, who was uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also, رَجُلٌ قَامَ إِلَىٰ إِمَامٍ جَائِرٍ, a man who stood before an unjust ruler, فَأَمَرَهُ وَنَهَاهُ, and he commanded him with goodness, and he forbade him from evil, فَقَتَلَهُ, and then the ruler kills him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned how such a person would be considered as being from the Sayyid al-Shuhada, not only a martyr, from the chief of the martyrs. And the point note here is that this dying in front of an oppressive ruler doesn't mean that a person dies whilst demonstrating on the street, for example. This means that a person goes to the ruler and he advises him in front of him, away from people, in secret, as ought to be done, and then the ruler kills him. Another way, or another indicator of a good ending of a Muslim, is that this person dies and the Muslims who are around him, the righteous Muslims who are around him, they praise him and they mention his good deeds. And it is mentioned in one of the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ passed by a grave or a funeral procession and some of his companions were with him, and the companions, they started to praise a particular person, saying that he was a good person. And the Prophet ﷺ, upon hearing this, he said, "Wajabat, wajabat, wajabat. It has become true, it has become true, it has become true." And then at another time, the Prophet ﷺ passed by another funeral or another grave, and the companions were dispraising this person and criticizing this person who had died. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Wajabat, wajabat, wajabat. It has come true, it has come true, it has come true." He said, this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, "Man athnaytum alayhi khayran wajabat lahu al-jannah." That a person has died, if you praise him, then Jannah will be granted for him. "Waman athnaytum alayhi sharran wajabat lahu al-nar." And the person who you mention evil about, then the fire becomes obligatory upon him. And the meaning of you praising or criticizing is the righteous Muslim, the righteous Muslims who do this. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-malaika shuhada'ullahi fi as-sama." The angels are the witnesses of Allah in the skies. "Wa antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard." And you are the witness of Allah upon the earth. "Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard, antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard." So you are the witnesses of Allah upon this earth. You are the witnesses of Allah upon this earth. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Ayyuma muslimin shahida lahu arba'a." Whenever four Muslims testify on behalf of another deceased Muslim bi khairin, with goodness, adkhalahu Allahu al-jannah, then Allah enters him into al-jannah. The companions ask, "Ya Rasulullah, wa thalath." Even if it's only three people who give glad tidings, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa thalath," even three. And then the companions ask, "Wa ithnain," or "Wa ithnan," even if it's two people. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa ithnan," even if it's two people. And in this is an encouragement to speak good of those people who have passed away, of the Muslims who have passed away, and to withhold your tongues from speaking evil about the Muslim who has passed away. And there are also other hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the different categories of the shuhada, of the martyrs. So in a particular hadith, he mentioned seven group of people who die in a particular way and they are considered to be martyrs in the way of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith which has been narrated by Malik and Abu Dawood and others, "Ash-shuhada sab'a. Ash-shuhada sab'atun siwal qatli fi sabilillah." That the martyrs are seven apart from the one who has died in the way of Allah, meaning eight altogether. The first one is the martyr who dies in the way of Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mut'un shaheed." The one who dies from the plague is a shaheed. "Wal-gharaqu shaheed." A person who dies from drowning is a shaheed. "Was-sahibu dhatil jambi shaheed." And a person who dies from pleurisy is a shaheed. "Wal-mabtoon shaheed." And a person who dies from an abdominal illness is a shaheed. "Wal-harqu shaheed." A person who dies due to fire, i.e. burning in a fire, then he is a shaheed. "Wal-ladhi yamutu tahta al-hadam shaheed." And the one who dies under a collapsed building is a shaheed. "Wal-mar'atu tamutu bi-jum'in shaheeda." And a woman who dies with a child in her womb, i.e. in pregnancy, she is also considered as being a shaheeda, is considered as being a martyr. So all of these things I've mentioned, then these can be seen as a hope for the people who remain behind, as indicators of a person's good ending. We don't say that if a person dies in this way, that we are absolutely certain and we claim that this person was in Al-Jannah. But you can mention this glad tiding, or you can mention this sign as a hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this lesson, we leave it at that inshallah. And in the next lesson, we'll cover the signs of a person's evil ending. Nas'Allah salam wa al-afiyah. And then we leave it with that until after Ramadan, because then we come to the chapter of washing the body, shrouding the body, and so on and so forth. And we'll go into this in detail after Ramadan bi-idhnillah. If there's any questions from the brothers or somebody from the sisters, they can write it down and send the questions down.